Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Pulse of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. Good morning. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm Kevin Battle. Holiday weekend, Larry. It's always a great time to reassess our lives, especially since we're getting to that halfway point of summer.
Yeah, hard to believe. July starts tomorrow. We'll be on the road with our hometown tour. We're going to be in Crafton at Hamlin's Cafe 5 tonight. Hope you can join us. Meanwhile, every Thursday at this time, we check in with Rich Cook, Director of Digital Media at Pittsburgh Magazine, on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
So I've been doing this podcast with Jim Crenn, Sheila Hyland, and we just booked something that you guys have written about, and it's a, I think it's going to be a big hit. It already is. Hop aboard the Berg bus.
Right. It's big, bold, black and gold, right? What else? What other colors would you choose? And the Berg bus is the hard-to-miss new bus cruising through downtown. It was sort of born after, you know, the Just Stuckey tours ended in 2019, and the Berg bus is trying to fill the void. Instead of a typical tour guide pointing out the sights as you drive through the town, a local comedian is at the microphone. The tour combines quirky Pittsburgh facts, personal stories, and, as you might suspect, a lot of jokes. BYOB ride, whether it be an icy light or a Diet Coke, up to you. There's a daytime trip and an evening excursion. Each tour has its own identity, says comedian Matt Light. He's done it a couple of times. He says the daytime tours are pretty much actual tours, with some comedians tossing in real facts. The night shows turned into a little bit more of a party, and he said it can be really an absolute blast. And you read more about it, or on Larry's podcast, hear more about it.
And what about the city versus the country and steel mills versus the Three Bears? I mean, what's the deal there?
So back when Hazelwood's Mill 19 was still a place to make steel, workers would wake up early, pour out of these tall, narrow houses, and descend to the nearest set of steps until they had arrived at the monstrous building along the Mon River that made steel. Over the years, the mill folded. Residents moved out and the houses disappeared too. Bulldozers took the structures. Time and nature came for the foundations. Except for one. The remaining house was something of an oddity. Its questionable bathroom addition, protruding from the house like an appendage and bolstered by nothing more than 2x4s, didn't really offer much curb appeal, but a person by the name of Morgan Bell thought with a bit of work, it could be the perfect place to house her printmaking and letter set design studio. Actually turned out to be something much more than just that. The story of the renovation, and it's amazing, the story, with great pictures, would make Chip and Joanna proud. So check it out in our home edition of PittsburghMagazine.com.
And I always love fan favorite this week in Pittsburgh history, Roberto Clemente, Too Fast for Hollywood.
June 27, 1967, the New York Jets beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 1-0 at Shea Stadium when the Mets pitcher got Bill Mazeroski to hit into a game-ending triple play. However, the game, including its dramatic ending, was a work of fiction. It was staged for a scene in the movie The Odd Couple, starring Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. Clemente was originally picked as the batter who would hit into the triple play. Only problem was he kept beating the throw to first base. After 6 days, the director gave up. He said it pulled in Mazeroski instead. Apparently, you know, for Clemente, whether the game was real or staged, he simply didn't know how to do anything less than his absolute best. There's much more to the story, including the scene of the triple play from the movie. You can find it all at PittsburghMagazine.com.
No, this is fiction, but I'm hitting a real ball and I'm running.
Roberto,
that's what I do.
It's just a movie.
Read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine, Director of Digital Media, Rich Cook. What are you planning for the holiday weekend? You're traveling. That's right.
Yeah, we're going to go see our grandchildren.
Well, enjoy safe travels, and we'll catch you next Thursday.
All right. You guys have a great holiday weekend, too.
Thank you. You too, Rich. Maybe Roberto Clemente was the evil genius in this one, saying, I don't want to be on film forever and ever, hitting into a triple play. That's not my legacy.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he had a premonition. Brought to you by Pennsylvania Western University. George from Clareton is this hour's contestant. How you doing this morning, G?
Gentlemen, what's happening? This is like that James Brown bicentennial. I'm back.
All right.
This is interesting because you're a well-read person, very insightful. So this is going to be fun.
Thank you. You know, says that Mr. Dayton says that.
Oh, really?
Oh, cheating on us. All right. California, Clarion, and Edinburgh merged to form what university?
I just texted that professor there. He's my buddy. I went there. I forget the name of it. Oh, my God. I just texted him. We run Beagles together.
You run Beagles together?
Yeah, like trowling dogs and Phil trowling and showing dogs and stuff.
Huh. So what you're saying is you don't know.
I don't know the CUP or the KLU. I went there from 90 on as a returning student. Hmm. Son of a gun. He's probably listening, too.
Oh, banged him out already.
Should we tell him? I mean, you and I went to one of the three.
I went to
Clarion. You did. You went to Clarion.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, it was called Clarion University of Pennsylvania when I went. When Larry went, it was Clarion Normal School, I think.
I was there in 90 as a returning guy, so I was there later, probably all you guys.
So
at Cal, though. I was at Cal.
Cal, Edinburgh, Clarion now Penn West.
Oh, my God. I need kicked. Thanks, guys.
Pennsylvania Western University is official full title. But, George, you have a great holiday weekend. What are you doing? You going down to march with the furries? Or?
Oh, I can't handle that kind of heat, buddy.
All right.
Hey, good talking to you. Take care.
You too. Oh, man. We gave it away now.
Yeah.
To Big Boss Dave to have that
Make
one.
He's going to come up with another.
He can use the next
ball.
One. He can use the next one. He can use all the other nine. You just have to come up with a new opening question for tomorrow. And by the way, we'll be at Hanlon's Cafe in Crafton for our hometown tour 5 to 9 in the morning to kick off the holiday weekend. And there is a lot going on in town. I know we joke about the furry thing, but it's very visual for people. They take a lot of videos and pictures. And
kids probably love the parade.
Oh, it's actually,
it's fun.
Don't overthink it.
Just go and enjoy yourself. You get one lap, one bite at the apple. If you're in the area, stop in and check it out.
Whatever you're into, right? Meanwhile, I want you to meet somebody. Maybelle Blair. That name probably doesn't ring a bell, but she was the star of the 1940s All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. In revealing more about the stories that inspired and were captured 30 years ago in the movie A League of Their Own, you remember Tom Hanks as the coach?
Amazon is now revisiting their story and exploring subjects not talked about in the 1992 film or in the 1940s.
There was queer girls that were playing baseball. And we had to hide it.
Blair was so moved at the show's premiere, she publicly came out at 95.
I think it's a great opportunity for these young girl ball players to come realize that they're not alone. And you don't have to hide. I hid for 75, 85 years. And this is actually basically the first time I've ever come out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That moment went viral. Now truly in a league of her own.
As long as I can stand, I can swing a bat.
Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Sunset Beach, California.
How about your whole life living with that secret? And then at this point in your mid-90s, you finally, and...
Relief.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Relief off your chest, yeah.
Absolutely. League of her own.
Even though some people who may know her may not have been surprised, you know, so sometimes you're holding a secret that others just say, you know,
and they go,
it's okay.
Really? We knew
okay.
Maybelle Blair, again, her name, and you'll be hearing more about her story. It's 8:38 News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders talking about airlines should be fined if their flights are delayed or canceled. Fined thousands and thousands of dollars. You should be reimbursed or given meals or something like that. So that's the talk in Washington. What's the talk at the airport?
Great challenges. 500-plus flights canceled yesterday, anticipating the biggest travel weekend so far. TSA last week, they processed 2.4 million people in the previous weekend, which was the most since pre-pandemic. And we want to get the latest, what you need to know, what you can do to try to avoid some of the issues that come with the current state of the airline industry. Kathleen Bangs is the marketing communications specialist with FlightAware. Kathleen, welcome to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great to be here.
First of all, we're very big fans of FlightAware. Tremendous information there. So this is not new information to you, but for many people, it creates challenges as they try to book flights and what to do if there are cancellations or long delays. So where do we start?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many things. And I'm really excited that you mentioned what Senator Sanders introduced yesterday in his two-page letter to the DOT, because certainly that's going to get airlines' attentions. And I hope that they send me 10% of all the fines that they get. But seriously, one of the things that people can do, and I'm not just saying this because I work with FlightAware. I was a FlightAware customer 8 years before I actually joined the company, is if you're going to be flying or if you're going to be picking someone up at the airport, it works, you know, in either event. If you're a person who doesn't even like to download a free app, you can just go to the FlightAware website, flightaware.com. And if you don't know your flight number like me, I never learn what my flight number is, but you know your city pairings. You know you're going from Pittsburgh to Denver. That's all you have to do. Just put in Pittsburgh to Denver and it'll give you a list of flights. And you can go, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. I was on United. And then what it will do is you can simply look or sign up, if you like, to get alerts via email or text. And so if you're going to pick someone up at the airport, it'll keep you apprised of if that flight's been delayed, if that flight's canceled, and it will update you at the times when it's, you know, nearing the airport, when it's on the ground, and even when it's at the gate. But it's great for you as the traveler, because I had this happen last month. I got a notice from Alaska Airlines that my flight in the morning was canceled and I was out of town. And so I called Alaska and they said, no, your flight's not canceled. And I said, well, according to FlightAware, it is. And so they double-checked, and then she said, oh, my gosh, you're right. It is canceled. We apologize for that. Now, you wonder, how can that happen? Well, FlightAware powers the ETAs for more than half of all U.S. airlines. We work very closely with many airlines, and so there's a chance that we might even know before they do. And a great feature on there is right underneath the photo of your airplane, there'll be a sentence that says, where is my plane now? We call it the where's my plane feature. And if you click on that and you're waiting at the airport and you're wondering, you know, I'm here at the gate and I'm supposed to leave in 20 minutes, but I don't see it. I don't see a jet out there connected to the Concorde, or to the jetway. It'll actually show you where your aircraft is. And so what's nice about that is you can be monitoring throughout the day, you know, where the actual jet is you'll be flying, and you'll know if it's delayed. And it's great peace of mind the night before, you know, when you go to bed, to actually find out if your plane is actually at the origin city that you're going to be getting up at 4 a.m., you know, trying to catch that 6 a.m. flight.
Yeah, it might be nice to know where the crew is, too, on some of these, because apparently they're having trouble with staffing. And the airlines, I'm told, schedule like 330 days in advance. So are they were they aware that they had staffing issues back then? And can they start canceling flights, you know, 3 months in advance when they know they're not going to have enough people to work them? How does that work?
Well, yeah, it's called a canceled flight if it's canceled within about a week. So if it's changed before that, then really what they call it, you know, is a schedule change. But do we continue to see the impact of staffing? Yes, that's huge. And not just across the pilot ranks. Of course, we're seeing it with, you know, airport workers across the board. We're seeing in Europe right now, you know, Amsterdam shutting down its airport for hours because they can't get enough security people. They can't get enough employees. So it's not even just happening in the U.S. We're seeing it in Canada. We're seeing it in Europe. And it goes beyond pilots. There's all this talk about the pilot shortage, but where it's really impacting the carriers is those regional airlines. So those smaller aircraft that you get on that might say Delta, American, or United, but they're separate companies. They're regional airplanes. They're smaller. And what's happening is right now, you know, they're losing their pilots to the majors, to United, Southwest, Delta, American. Those four carriers right now control about 80% of the market. And so what the regionals are doing to try to, you know, combat that is we've seen some announcements from them that they're really upping the pay. And in fact, in some cases, they're offering triple pay in July for the regional pilots to come in on their days off. So they're trying to make this career more attractive to people that are in aviation or thinking about getting into aviation because there is a pilot shortage. It's not necessarily what we're seeing at the majors. What you're seeing at the majors is, well, let's just, you know, call it what it is. There's some mismanagement in trying to meet the demand of the public. So they want to meet the demand of the public, and they want to go back to 2019 levels.
You know what they need to do, Kathleen? They need to call the management at Chick-fil-A because they're good at, you know, they're really good at processing people. Before you go, we're going to run out of time, but the one thing, heads up, Delta is having some unrest with their pilots because of pay. They haven't had a raise since 2016. And I believe they said, and you can check this, that they're going to waive change fees for this weekend. Again, we've experienced cancellations already. But what about this final note of padding a day if you absolutely have to be back home? Because you never know, right?
Yes, I mean, I definitely wouldn't travel day of and get there 3 hours early if you're flying out of a large airport this weekend. 2 hours is barely cutting it if you don't have TSA pre-check.
Okay. Great information as always. You have a terrific holiday, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks, gentlemen. You too.
Have a great
Kathleen Bangs, Marketing Communications Specialist, Flight Aware. It's something you should be aware of if you fly or
absolutely
someone you know flies, because you can get that notification information. So important.
She's right. That software is up to date. It's quick.
Yeah, we love it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.